Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is your middle of the night podcast, apparently, because that's, I feel like, all we ever do is we podcast in the middle of the night. But this is the Wednesday podcast where we, Heather and I, my beautiful wife and co-host, talk about the wins we've had in our week prior, because positivity is such a powerful tool. Positivity helps us emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I feel like we always
change it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and again, my beautiful wife and co-host Heather, talk about the wins we've had. So we're going to go ahead and, as we've just dove into a whole minute of this introduction, we're going to talk about the wins we've had. We'll start with my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather.
You remind me of our Jungle Cruise skipper.
Oh, yeah.
He runs 33 miles per hour. He is the fastest land animal.
One of five fastest land animals.
Yeah. That was funny. Every animal he said that about. But anyway, my wins of this week are, I need a drum roll, but we don't remember which drum roll's the button. That's either
that was laughter. This is,
how do you know which is which?
Applause. Dream.
Dream? What's dream?
Rim shot. I don't know.
What is dream?
I think that's the one
we don't have our little head thingies on to hear what these
I don't
things
think
are.
We'd be able to hear anyways. We're recording this straight into my computer right now.
Oh.
Isn't that neat?
That is neat.
It makes it a lot faster.
Oh.
I did that today, by the way.
Oh, cool.
With my podcast.
I hear a child.
Organic Christianity. Hello, child. We're going to pause. Hey, Heather, we're back. We're back.
Okay. So, win of the week, starting number one. I'm a travel agent.
Yay.
I don't think we announced that last week.
No, we remember. Talked about our Disney trip last week.
Yeah. Well, now I am a travel agent.
Please explain to us the... So, sometimes people will say, oh, you're a Disney travel agent.
Not just Disney.
But that's not true. You're not technically a Disney travel agent. You are a travel agent that
specializes
in Disney travel.
Which technically just means I really love Disney and I just know the Disney ins and outs the most. But I do offer other things, like all the other things. But it's more training in the process of currently. But I'm getting there. So yeah, I am not a Disney travel agent, but I do specialize in Disney vacays, which are like the most fun, and I don't really know why anybody would want to do something other, but I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, and what's so cool is like, so we're deep diving into this whole, like, we already deep dove into it, but now, like, we've tried to learn about more and more of it, and it's really interesting to figure out this whole, like, travel agent thing. Because some people are like, well, I don't want to use a travel agent. I'll just do it myself. Well, the interesting thing is you actually pay a travel agent commission to Disney if you book it yourself.
Yeah, so, you just have no idea where that commission is going.
Yeah.
It's going to, like, somebody that just works the computer system in like Indonesia or something. I don't know. I just made that up. But you never know. So yeah. Why not help somebody that you actually know and then they can help you even more than just the website can do it yourself.
And so, yeah. So it's been fun. I've tried to encourage her and it was a lot. But now she's done with all of her training and
now
she's
on
good.
To more training of other things.
Yeah.
So you train for each what they call supplier. So for each travel company, like other cruise lines, other resorts, literally anything under the sun, all of those different companies that you would look up to go on vacation to, well, we can do those, but I just have to train for all of them individually. So that is what I'm working on right now, is some of those. Why did it make
that sound? What was that?
Did it like eject the card or something?
Is something on fire?
I don't know. How scary would that be? Our little, what is this thing?
Our recorder.
Our recorder just made a sketch sound. Oh, it was just sound.
Moving on top of the back.
Oh, okay. Other win outside of that is today I taught our Tuesday ladies Bible class on hospitality, and that was a lot of fun. But the women that I taught it to are like top-notch hospitaliers, so I don't really feel like they needed a lesson on it. They already like encompass it like to the max. So that was fun. And just being around those ladies is super encouraging and uplifting.
And who else was there?
Oh, and Georgia came today and got to hear my class.
And she said her mommy was a good teacher.
Did she really say that?
Yeah. Aww. I asked her and she said you were awesome.
Oh, good. I was kind of wondering if she was paying attention.
Yeah.
A sweet lady gave her a Valentine bag of candy. So she kept sitting there messing with the bag of candy, and it was very distracting for me. But, I mean, I'm glad she was listening.
Yeah.
Cool. Other wins. We ate lunch with some members on Sunday, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because we got to learn some cool things about people.
Yeah, really cool things. One of the guys that we had lunch with, he just got back from his deployment. He is in the 5th Group, Special Forces in the Army. And
are you allowed to say things like that?
He didn't tell us anything that's not, like... Uh-huh. But he's just an awesome guy, and he's been gone for 6 months. His wife's been pregnant this entire time without him, and so it was good
to
see.
Adorable.
Yeah, it was good to see him back, and he is a super good, awesome guy. And so, yeah, he's also very big, so he's taller than me. So very impressive. He's like 6'4".
What is it like to not be the tallest person in the room? When you
it's kind of
usually
cool.
are.
There's usually a lot of taller people than me.
Well, I mean, I just come from a life of always being the small person.
Yeah.
So I just didn't know what that was like.
It'd be like not being the smallest person in the room.
So like it's...
The same thing.
For me to be the tallest person in the room, I have to be with like kindergarten.
No, you don't.
Preschoolers.
You're not that small.
First graders.
But it was cool getting to hang out with them. And yeah. And then our Sunday night, we had a marriage roundtable discussion. So
that was a lot.
Our Sunday night service was really fun. And what we did was we had a worship and devotional time. And then after that, we were all sitting in round tables. And we had all grouped up according to our prompts, which were don't sit with people you normally sit with and try to vary ages. So Heather and I sat with, we actually had two single people and two older couples that had been married for a combined, 105 years
or something?
112 years.
What?
Because one couple had been married 58 years.
And the other 54.
Yeah, 112 years. That's awesome. Is it not mathing for you? 58 plus 54?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I see it now. Never mind.
Or was it 51 and 54?
I thought it was like 104 years.
It was a lot. It was 100 plus.
I don't know.
So it was cool.
There was a lot of wisdom at our table.
Yeah. And... yeah, it was fun. And I mean, even listening to the single people and listening to their, just their answers to the questions that we had, it was, I mean, we probably spent, 30 to 40 minutes just talking in our little group about different things in marriage where we thought we could do better, what our spouse does really well and stuff. So It was really fun. And then the Super Bowl, we turned on the Super Bowl afterwards and nobody paid attention to it.
It was really funny.
We had a super or chili, bring your own super chili night. And so we were all eating our soup and chili and just continue our talking while the Super Bowl was annoying all of us pretty much. And then people started breaking out games and we played Trader Tot.
Yes.
That was so fun.
I looked for it today too, and I don't think I saw it, but I was on a mission for a different game
today. Yeah, so shout out to Trader Tot. That is a fun game. We played that. And then we went home and I survived, which if you can tell, I don't sound normal because I've had like a crazy sinus infection the past 3 or 4 days. Which I'm trying to figure out why. Never used to get sinus infections.
It went from 70-something, and then it dropped back down to 30.
It started with my uvula being really scratchy and burning. Not like a hurt burning, but just like not feeling good.
Do you have strep throat?
No, I do not.
And you're avoiding it?
I do not have. But I haven't had like a crazy fever. I've just had mild fevers, which is a sign of a sinus infection.
Why don't you go to the doctor?
No, because they're going to say, hey, you have a sinus infection.
But didn't they give you
no,
stuff for that?
No, they can't give you anything for that. So, if it gets really bad, they'll give me a antibiotic. But yeah. I'm fine because I'm getting better. So, it is not fun. I'm trying to figure out why I get sinus infections here. I think it's because it gets dry in our house because we have such tall ceilings. So I'm trying to research. I like researching. But we had a good night. I survived Sunday. I was able to push through my sermon and my Bible class and the devotional Sunday night. And I was like, okay, good. I can breathe easy. It was good. But we've had this new medicine stuff. What is it called? Selenium or something?
I don't know. It's sold at Walmart.
It's really cool. I like it.
It's what everybody's posting about. Instead of taking Tamiflu, take the...
We've used it. It's Selenium or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's white and orange box.
Yeah. But I've been taking that with ibuprofen and I'm good. Just tired now.
I have no idea.
But yeah, besides that, I went to a young minister's Middle Tennessee get-together today, and it was really fun. Met some young ministers in the Middle Tennessee area and got to hear a good lesson from the president from Heritage Christian University, Kirk Brothers, and it was a great lesson on... the idea of becoming a follower, be the best leader, you must be a good follower type of thing. And it was a really good thing. He gave me a lot of good book suggestions. And I was one of the first like 10 guys to register for the event. So I got a free book.
What book is it?
Learning to Lead Like Jesus. It's Kirk Brothers' book that he wrote.
Cool.
It's a cool book. So, yeah. I'm excited to read it. And I was just now looking for a new book like that. So, I don't think anything else happened.
I don't know.
The past, how many days has it been? A week?
Rain.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl, which again, nobody was paying attention to that. It's been raining a lot. I'm ready for springtime.
I'm over the rain.
I'm kind of over the cold. I enjoyed the 70 degrees when we were in Orlando.
But then we came home and it was 70 degrees.
And then it quickly changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But
we are...
weirdly enough, there's
Oh,
days...
y'all got to go to the nursing home.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say first.
But Heather told me she does not want to go to a nursing home.
Anyway, what I was going to say is there are days where it'll be like 40, But if the wind is not blowing, it feels about 60 and it's good walking weather.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did forget, Georgia and I and several other of our homeschool group got to help out and take these sweet little gift bags full of like socks and reading glasses and puzzles and some word searches and others and blankets, cozy socks and stuff to 91 bags to one nursing home, and all of our little homeschoolers got to pass them out individually to a bunch of the long-term residents. And Georgia really loved helping with that. So that was heartwarming. And then, so there was like 129 bags total. So some went to another facility, and 91 of them with our homeschool group went to the other one. So it was so fun. So that was a great experience for Georgia to get to be a part of also. And we have Valentine's Day this week.
Yes, we do. And Heather already ordered her own Valentine's present from me.
I did.
So that's good.
I sent it to Matt the other day and said, can I have this for Valentine's Day?
I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but I just don't feel like plan making or anything when I don't feel well.
Well, also our kids, like Georgia has started asking questions. She's like, why do we even celebrate this? That is so dumb.
We celebrate love.
Like, why are we, like,
it's an excuse for adults to go on dates.
But it's just so, like, she is starting to rationalize and make things logical in her mind of a lot of things. And so she asked nonstop, what is the point of Valentine's Day? And I was like, Georgia, I really don't know anymore. I'm sure I learned about it years ago, but at this point, all I see are red hearts and stuffies everywhere and balloons. So I really can't tell you anything anymore other than y'all are young and you get a gift. It's another day to get a gift at this point. So, and she's just like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. It's, you just showed love to each
other. That's a good, like, we're talking about marriage. So it helps preachers out determine what to talk about in the month of February.
That's true.
So we're talking about marriage all month of February. Yeah. Which is fun.
Yeah. I don't know.
What else happened?
Oh, and I was like, Georgia, what do you want to do for Friday, for Valentine's Day? Like, do we want to plan, like me and you plan a special dinner to make or anything? And she was like, yeah, we're going to watch Outdoor Boys with Daddy, and we're going to order something in. And I was like,
that's a good idea.
I mean, okay.
I love Outdoor Boys. That is my favorite show. I don't envy his, I mean, I kind of do, but I don't envy his life. Yeah, it's so fun. He just literally goes camping all the time.
Yeah, and he just edits it so well where there's not weird lag time. And we talk about that all the time.
He leaves no, like, weird downtime.
And it's just so amusing to watch. Like, our girls are now obsessed with camping. I am not. I will watch camping on
TV. I have a tent now, thank you to one of our members who was like, I cleaned up my house and I have this really nice tent. I said, I'll take it. And he just brought it to me. And it's a really nice tent from like middle of the 2000s.
Yeah.
And we already set it up once in our garage and it's awesome.
And our girls love it.
And it's humongous. It's definitely a 4-person tent.
Yeah. But whenever we go to Academy, they always want to go see the Barbie tents.
Yeah, the Barbie tents are just the little model tents.
I want to ask them one day, do you have any, like, leftover model tents that y'all don't need?
Yeah.
Can we just buy those? That'd be funny if they're like, we'll just give them to you.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is awesome. I love Outdoor Boys. Because it's also clean, and it's hard. It's always hard to find clean stuff. I mean, I watch my farming YouTube shows, but...
Yes, he's very family friendly. Yeah. Because he's got his young boys on it, and his wife is on it, and...
His Japan stuff is fun, too.
Yes, and he goes to, like,
he always all eats.
Over the place. His whole family.
He's always eating.
Yep, they're always eating, and they're always traveling somewhere, and it's just so amusing to watch.
Yeah.
Like, nobody documents their travels this well, I feel like.
If you could travel anywhere right now, where would you travel?
I really want to go on a Disney cruise to Greece.
What? Do you fly to Greece and then do it?
I really don't know. I haven't looked into it enough, but there are, like, different ports that you fly into.
That sounds intense.
But I don't think the Disney cruises over there are the same as ours here. They're not themed like they are here. You don't have like Mickey and Minnie, I don't think.
What? Then why is it Disney?
Well, I mean, I think. I don't know. I have to look into it more. But I know there's like Adventures by Disney and they are not themed.
Oh.
They're like Nat Geo trips.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, they're intense.
We were talking about like Ireland or Scotland. That'd be fun.
I just want to go to Greece and Rome. Why? And those places.
You're so busy though. I want to just go into the countryside of Ireland and Scotland.
But I do want to go see castles.
And eat fish and chips.
Oh, yeah. I just want to go eat fish and chips.
That's all. Yeah. We just want to go eat fish and chips on any travel that we do.
But we would have to go to the UK to get fish and chips.
Yes.
Because the UK fish and chips is in
Best
Disney.
Fish and chips near me. Allow?
Do we have a place near us?
Yes, we do.
How far away?
Do you really want to know how far away?
Yeah.
If they have fish and chips, we may go for lunch tomorrow. Dock 17.
Are you serious?
Do they have a fish and chips on here?
Huh. I wonder if it's any good, though.
Probably.
We've never eaten there, though, so we don't know. Everybody says that place is really good.
Yeah. I don't see fish and chips. I see chicken tenders.
Did you say fuzzy?
No. Something's fuzzy.
I thought you said fuzzy chicken tenders.
Oh my.
That's weird.
They have a smoked salmon dip. That sounds good.
Oh, and I have an update also. So, we have told y'all multiple times that we packed our own snacks for Disney. Yeah, we're still
eating
working
those snacks.
On those same snacks that were from Disney. So those snacks that we bought from Sam's before Disney have lasted 11-hour drive there, 11-hour drive home, the whole week at Disney, and we've been back for how many weeks? Two?
One.
We've only been back one?
Two.
1 or 2 weeks. So that is pretty good. Just saying.
Yeah, we've been back a week and 2 days. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, time's going by really slow now. So yeah, just so everybody knows, my one.
I bet whatchamacallit would have fish and chips somewhere in Nashville.
Yeah.
No sure doubt.
But I don't like driving to Nashville. It freaks me out and scares me.
Be glad you didn't go with me today. It was wild. You would have asked to get out of the car. No offense to the guy driving, but it was a wild trip. It was raining, and Nashville traffic is just absolutely insane. So, and we had to go all the way through Nashville and get on 65 South.
Mm-mm.
Chapel Hill is far.
Is it really?
It's really... Oh, sorry. I just coughed straight into the microphone. So sorry. Yeah, it's far. But it's a really pretty area. Like, it's a little town, and the church is huge there.
Really?
So, yeah, it was really fun. But I don't know. I like traveling. I like eating. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about?
Well,
we're pretty good. That's about 25 minutes, 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So we want to go ahead and tell you, be encouraging today. Be positive today, because positivity is awesome. And yeah, go talk about your favorite future trip with somebody today. I don't know. Talk with your spouse about it. So yeah, we want to go ahead and sign off and have a great Wednesday. Bye.